Hello everyone! Welcome to the Excel English Podcast. I'm Mina, I'm an English teacher, and I'm a self-professed chef.
Hello, my name is Mary Lou, and I'm an English teacher, and I'm a movie soundtrack lover.
This is an educational podcast where you can learn English light and easy.
Please check out our YouTube account for videos and vlogs with Japanese translations.
英会話教室 Excel English の無料体験を受けたい方は Excel English で検索してね。Please check out our website for practicing speaking English with us. That is excel-english.com.
All right.
Yay.
Okay, you mentioned self-professed chef. Okay,
yes.
That's like a tongue twister.
I'm a self-professed chef.
Okay.
Actually, I wouldn't call myself a good cook. Mm. Actually, Mary Lou tells me that, oh yeah, your cooking is fine.
So.
Your cooking is fine. But you know, I'm still a bit what do we call this? I'm not yet confident cooking for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I like cooking, but I'd rather cook for myself than for others. Anyway, what I mean by self-professed chef. So the phrase self-professed means that you're not really a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You're just admitting it to yourself, or you're just mm-hmm. like acknowledging yourself as someone.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
So in my case, I'm a self-professed chef. Yeah, not a professional, not a pro. But then I'm a big. I'm a big food lover.
Yes, that's true.
So I really like every time I eat, I like experimenting on combining different tastes.
Mm.
So I have this idea of what certain foods taste better with what certain food.
Mm.
Something like that. So I would say I'm a self-professed chef. Huh. But
in the
future, I would love to be a better cook so that I'd be confident to cook for other people, host a party,
mm-hmm.
be a hostess. You know?
I think you would actually make a good chef because you're quite creative with the food that you prepare. Yeah,
yeah,
that is so true. I mean, I'm the first person who eats what she makes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially when she, you know, discovers something new. And then she's like, oh, please have a taste of the food I make. And they're usually okay. They're not just okay. They're actually good.
Oh, Mary,
yeah.
You're too kind. Oh, my God. That's too nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And of course, I love making Filipino food, but what she does with Filipino food is that she makes it quite different. So I get to have a taste of like something, you know, like a Filipino food with a twist.
With a twist.
So I like it when she cooks. Yes. Yeah, you'd be lucky to have her as your roommate.
Best roommate ever.
Oh my gosh. That was a good one. But she is one, probably the best roommate you would ever have.
Yep.
Ooh.
I have lots of food at home.
Yeah.
You can share.
Yeah, that's true.
My food is your food. My tabemono is your tabemono.
Okay, that's really true. That's just true.
Okay. Uh-huh. So anyway, Mary Lou, you're a what? You're a...
A movie soundtrack lover.
Yeah. I know this.
Right?
Since college, I think.
Yeah. Actually, I think I have developed that love for movie soundtracks when I was in high school.
Oh,
so I was known...
All right.
In high school, I was known as
the popular girl.
Not really. No, I was not popular at all. But they know that I love watching movies.
Oh,
especially
a movie lover.
Yeah, English, or movies in English.
A movie junkie.
Yeah, somebody actually called me that before.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I would... I mean, I love the music that they use for movies. And sometimes they are not that... Some of it, are, of course, like mainstream and like really popular
mm-hmm.
Songs from popular bands. But some of them are also like indie. So I just really like picking up songs from those movies. I think what I do that, I mean, I watch movies to actually get music from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a movie is a whole production, right?
Yeah,
there, there are not only celebrities and actors and actresses, script writers, but also music producers.
That's right. So, yeah, it's not only the story that you're after, but also the music that they use in the movies.
And what's a movie without music?
Exactly, yeah. There you go. So,
awesome.
I still love music from movies, but I don't often watch movies anymore. Yeah, I'm more into like series
dramas
now.
Yeah, TV series.
That's right.
Okay, okay. Interesting. Interesting.
I love the trivia for today.
Yeah, me too.
Very interesting. Okay, well, so in today's episode, I would like you to share with me and our listeners about, you know, the things or unique activities that you have. And please tell us why you do them.
Okay, why I do them.
Why you do them. All right.
Okay, so unique activities. Are these unique?
To you, of course. I mean.
Okay. So, I usually video call with my parents. Yeah, I call them maybe once a week or sometimes once every 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. And, yes, why do you do that?
Well, just, you know, to catch up with them, with their daily lives.
Yeah, that's
right. Like, hey, what's happening back home? Are you still okay? Still alive? Still eating, you know?
Are they, how's your parents? I mean, how are they?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're pretty, they're good. They're just busy with, my mom's busy with the dogs. My dad's also busy with the dogs. He has this little farm. He's taking care of. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. They have their own new babies now.
Like, they do, like, yeah.
The farm and
I'm no longer the baby.
You're not their little girl anymore.
No more, no more. I'm grown up. Okay. Another one. I make my own lunch.
And because, I mean, why do you do this?
So that is to save money.
I was saying to have something to eat, but yeah, that's maybe one.
Of course, the first one is for survival.
All right.
But yeah, I make my own lunch to survive. And another one is I make my own lunch to save money.
Okay, are you actually saving from that?
Well, we do go to restaurants on the weekend, so I, it's just a break even, I think.
I think that's what you save up for.
I save up for the weekend.
Okay.
For a much better food for the weekend.
That's true. Okay. Now, what about another one?
You know, here at XL English, we have very few paid holidays.
Okay.
So what I do is I save them all. I save all of my paid holidays to spend more time in the Philippines.
That is true.
Yeah, we work 5 days a week for the entire month. So we don't have a lot of paid holidays. We don't observe national holidays. So yeah, instead of going traveling in Japan, I try to gather or accumulate all of my paid holidays and then spend them all in one place, which is my home, my mother country.
And it's better to spend your money there. I mean,
yeah, I'm saving money
cheaper
for that too.
Yeah. For the shopping.
I'm making my own lunch to save money to go to the Philippines.
Oh, okay. that is a lot. That's a trade of reasons over there. All right.
Yeah. And then another one. I use smartphone applications to get freebies. And
perks.
And Mary Lou has enjoyed a lot of them too.
That's true. Like free coffee.
Free coffee, free
discounts on pizza nights.
Yes,
right?
Discount on pizza. shows. We went to Nike?
Nike, that was from Nike. Nike
gave us free tickets thanks to their application.
All right. So they actually have like freebies.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to find them.
You're quite good at finding those, I think.
Yeah, and you know when I see something like the kanji muryo,
it's like
wait. Yeah, my senses are heightened
when you see Muryo.
I'm salivating. I'm drooling. No.
Okay.
No, but I think it's a good way. You know, downloading applications is a good way for you to enjoy more.
Oh, 7-Eleven, right?
Oh yeah.
Shout out to 7-Eleven.
You know, in English we have this idiom when we say there's no such thing as free lunch.
Mm, yeah.
There's no such thing as free lunch, but I get free lunches from 7-Eleven.
Thanks to their application, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
All right. And then the last one.
The last one is I take my camera with me always to take pictures and videos to look at later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
and also, to edit later, combine, put them together later.
Yeah. You know that teacher Mina right here is a memory hoarder.
Sentimental person.
Mm-hmm. So everything from people to food.
People and
food. Insects and all.
Insects?
Yeah.
No,
animals, maybe like cats or dogs.
No. Insects are disgusting. I'm not a big fan of insects. No.
Okay, I'm kidding. But anyway, thank you so much for sharing those. Yeah.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
All right, so you might have noticed in Teacher Mina's sentences earlier that she mentioned a lot of like her actions, her activities, and the reasons why she does them, right? Okay, and in English, we call these infinitives of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So the to, you would notice her saying like to catch up with my family, to save money, or to spend more time in the Philippines. So phrases like those, you have their infinitives of purpose. And infinitives of purpose are used to talk about or to tell someone the reason behind your actions or why you do things. All right? Okay, so let's take a closer look at the following.
Let's take a zoom in.
Zoom in into infinitives of purpose. All right, so... the first one is, like I mentioned earlier, it's used to tell someone the reason for doing something, and we use the pattern to plus a verb, right? So in Teacher Mina's sample sentences earlier, so that's to catch up, to save money, to spend more time in the Philippines, to get freebies, and to take pictures, right? Okay, yeah, so the use of the to infinitive form of a verb in answer to implied questions why. To the question why, I mean, that's the way to answer this question. Okay, so let's have another point.
Okay, so you can use the main verb in any tense.
Mm-hmm.
In my previous examples, I mainly used them in the present tense.
Present tense, yes.
Yes, but you can also use it in some other tenses. For example, here we have, I'm exercising to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so your infinitive of purpose there is to stay healthy, okay? The main verb is I'm exercising. So what is that you're doing at that moment? I'm exercising to stay healthy. Okay. So to there is like answering the question why, just like what Mary Lou said. It's like because, but instead of saying two sentences differently, you just combine them into one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm exercising to stay healthy. Okay. And then next is the past simple. I joined the gym to have a healthier lifestyle. The main verb, I joined the gym to have a healthier lifestyle. For the past continuous, that is, I was walking to the gym to exercise when I met my instructor. Okay, that's a pretty long sentence. Okay, but anyway, we use the kako. Is it kanryoke? Is it?
I'm not sure.
Wait, anyway, I'm gonna put it in the translation.
Somewhere here.
Yeah. Past continuous. We use it when one action is interrupted by another action, right?
I was walking
to the gym. I was walking to the gym. Let's make it simple. I was walking to the gym to exercise when I met my instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one. The future is simple. I'll go to the gym later to exercise. It's like Mary Lou wants me to exercise. She wrote all these sample sentences. And she's like, exercise.
Every
exercise. Me that exercise.
Come with me to the gym. I have been actually like always telling her to go with me to the gym. Because people there miss her, I think. Yeah, so like, where's Mina?
I miss them too, but I don't want to catch the virus.
So I love them, you know,
I love the people at the gym, but I don't want to catch their virus.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Future simple again. I'll go to the gym later to exercise.
Okay.
Well, the gym's closed today, so.
Not today.
Too
not
bad,
today.
Mary Lou, too bad. Okay, and then the last one is the present perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to the library to study.
Mm-hmm.
So your infinitive of purpose here is to study. Why did you go to the library? I've gone to the library to study. All right. So those are the different tenses for the main verb. Okay. The last one is, this is a really good point. We use infinitive of purpose, to plus the doshi, right? But if you want to write something like an email or you want to sound more formal, you can use in order to and then your infinitive of purpose. For example, he brought his winter jacket in order to stay warm while staying outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The government urged people to stay home in order to curb the coronavirus.
That's right.
Okay, so in order to. Please
it's a
use
nice
it.
One too.
Yeah, if you want to sound more formal, if you want to use to as an infinitive of purpose for work, or, you know, that kind of situation, use in order to. In order to.
I like that.
In order to. In order to.
A different ways of saying in order to.
In order to. In order to.
Okay, that's like a pronunciation practice over there.
In order to. Mary Lou thinks I'm so weird.
He is kind of acting weird right now.
Yeah.
But anyhow, thank you so much for sharing those very useful tips for using infinitives of purpose and a more formal way to say that or to express it. All right, so for the last part of today's episode, let's have a little bit of a practice.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have here a couple of sentences with, without the infinitive of purpose, like a simple form. I'd like you to change them into those. Make them simpler.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. And yeah, let's have the first one.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. I will go to Japan because I want to see the Pikachu parade.
Pikachu. Okay. Okay. I will go to Japan. To change that, I will go to Japan to see the Pikachu parade.
Pikachu.
Pikachu.
You like Pikachu, right?
I like Pikachu. I dressed up as Pikachu one time for Halloween.
Yeah.
Didn't
that's
I?
Cool.
Yeah.
Did. That was 6 years ago, I think. Six, seven years ago. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She was a cute Pikachu.
I was a Pikachu.
A young
I was Pikachu. A Minachu.
Ah!
Minachu!
Okay, next one. I study English because I want to live in an English-speaking country.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, really?
No.
Okay, this is a sample. I study English to live in an English-speaking country.
Okay, good. Next one. I got a new camera because I want to vlog my daily life.
I got a new camera to vlog my daily life.
Becoming a vlogger, yes. Yeah. That's right. Okay, next one. I jog every day because I want to lose weight.
I jog every day to lose weight.
Okay.
I don't jog.
I don't too. Yeah. I mean, it's the least favorite or like definitely not my favorite exercise.
I hate jogging.
Okay, and then the last one. I moved to a new place so that I can start a new life.
I moved to a new place in order to start a new life.
Aww. I'm kidding. But anyway, that was so good. Nothing. I just thought about something, but yeah. Totally off topic.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you learned something new. And now, what about you guys? Can you talk about your activities and the purpose behind it?
Do you want to practice more? Go to our website, exl-english.com, for a free trial lesson.
See you in the next one.